神的话。
Often in larger churches, we very seldom do that.
一般来说，在常常在大的教会里面呢，弟兄姊妹很少这样做。
It also reminds me of what heaven may be like.
并且也提醒我，我们在天上他如何的喜悦我们这么来读。
I have a strong feeling when we're at the throne, seated around God's presence, we will hear the declarations and the reading of God's word.
我实在心中有这个感觉，在神的宝座的周围，当我们这样的来读他的话的时候，好像那宝座周围满了装饰。
My prayer is that we never get tired of hearing of God's reading God's word and hearing His word read.
并且我心中有一个祷告，盼望我们永远不疲倦来读来听主的话。
This has been an interesting week for me.
这一周非常有意思。
I've had the opportunity to visit with two couples who are madly in love.
这一周我有机会来碰到一对他们爱得死去活来的那么一对。
And they're preparing for marriage in the next few weeks.
他们正在预备接下来几周的婚礼。
I'm going to be privileged to officiate their weddings, and so I needed to get to know them and share some insights as well.
因为呢，我要成为那个婚礼的主持呢，所以呢，我必须了解他们，并且看有没有里面有点什么话给他们鼓励。
I'm pretty sure that Nick and Virginia, before they were married, met with their pastor, and he asked them a lot of questions as well.
我想我们的 Peter 弟兄和他的姊妹，他们之前在结婚之前也一定。是如此，并且牧师也问了问题。
It's always interesting to hear the story how two people fall in love with each other.
总是那样的有意思来听那样一对一对情侣的夫妇他们怎样的彼此相爱。
All of that to say, isn't it interesting that the two-part series of our message is about loving God?
我想同样非常有意思，也就是说那一对他们有这样的心能够来听关于爱主的这样一个信息。
Last week I asked us the question, what does it mean to truly love God?
上一周我们提出了这样一个问题，什么才是真正的爱主？
Last week we suggested that we need to evaluate our love in light of the biblical principles for loving God.
我想上一周我们特别被提醒，我们怎么来来监察我们里面究竟是不是爱主，并且爱主的一些的基本的原则。
Only then will we be able to understand what God expects.
只有这样做了，我们才能够真正明白主对我们的期待。
We will view our love as God views it.
我们应该来这样看待爱，像神看待爱这样的来看。
Two parts to this message.
这一个信息有两部分。
The qualities of true love.
爱，真爱的质量。
Let me review what we suggested last Sunday when we shared with you.
我想我们这里先来复习一下上一个主日我们所分享的。
First of all, loving God completely and totally is very important.
首先爱主绝对重要。
Loving God with our whole heart and all of our very being.
爱神是用我们尽心，用我们全心，用我们全人来爱神。
The second thing that we discovered last week is loving the Lord more than anyone or anyone else in all the world.
那上一次我们另外一个我们发觉，当要说爱神的时候，是指胜过爱地上世上一切其他事物。
The third thing that we discovered from Scripture is we need to leave the world behind us.
我们第三个我们上次从主的话中发觉的要爱神，就是要把整个世界要抛在后面。
Not being controlled by the world's system or the world's ideas.
我们不能够被这个世上的系统、世上的一些观念所左右。
And the last thing we looked at last Sunday was simply that we need to hate evil.
上一个主日我们所从主的话中得到的最后的一个点是我们要憎恶邪恶。
This morning we want to look at a few areas of the fruit of true love. What are some characteristics that will help us grow in our love for the Lord? Let's consider a number of principles that will be evident in our lives if we truly love God. They will serve as guidelines in our relationship to God.
关于我们跟神之间有这么的一些的定规指导。
If we are maintaining a love relationship with Him,
我们若要维持跟神之间的爱的关系,
then we will be keeping, first of all, we will be keeping His Word.
首先我们就要来遵守神的话。
The scripture passage that comes to my mind at this point is, Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against God.
那我被这么一句经文提醒，就是我将你的话深藏在心，我心里免得我得罪你。
Loving God and wanting to know what He has given to us as instructions.
我们要爱神，我们要有这样一个渴慕来知道神他如何的用他的话来指导我们。
I imagine everyone who's in this room who has an iPhone has the app on it that gives directions.
我想我们想象一下，我们每一个人手中都有一个智能手机，并且它里面有一个这样的一个应用程序来指导我们走路怎么走，那个开车怎么开。
We can travel just about anywhere we want to go in our present time without exactly knowing the location.
我们可以现在因为有了这个GPS，我们不需要知道我们在哪里，我们还是能够开车。
Simply asking for instructions and giving an address.
我们只要知道了那个地址，我们拿到了这个指导。
God's word is our roadmap.
神的话是我们的地图。
It's a roadmap that leads us into truth and into growth.
是神的话能够来像地图那样指导我们来成长，并且进到他的真理。
Let me tell you a quick story about a young man who came to see me a few weeks ago.
几周前有一个年轻人来见我，我把他的故事告诉你们。
He was concerned about his relationship with God.
他对他跟神之间的关系非常的担忧。
There was times that he was going through some anger in his relationship towards God.
他有一段的时间，他里面非常的发怒，所以跟神之间的关系出问题了。
It seemed to him that when he was praying, that God was not answering or responding to him.
好像他向神祷告，但是神好像不回答他的祷告。
He felt very lonely and wanted more of a relationship like he had at one time.
那么这个时候他觉得非常的孤独，他多想恢复之前他跟神的那种关系。
After our conversation, we decided that we begin to meet on a regular basis together.
通过了一段讲话之后，我们得出这样一个结论：我们应该回到我们立场跟神之间应该如何。
We began the process of looking at Scripture and going through Scripture and seeing how much God knows us and how much God wants and desires to lead us.
我们读了一些经文，我们看到神他如何的知道我们的情形，他如何的愿意的来带领我们。
Each week as we met together, we talked about what God was doing in His life.
我们每周我们见面的时候，我们都是来谈论这一周中神如何的带领我们。
On one of our other meetings, he seemed very discouraged.
在我们另外一次谈话中，看来他非常的沮丧。
So I asked him the question, what's going on in your daily life between you and the Lord?
所以我就问他，在你日常每天跟神之间关系情这个情形怎样呢？
He said to me, I'm not reading the word. I'm not studying God's word like I used to.
他说，我实话告诉你，我现在每天不像我以前那样，我现在还读神的话，还来读经。
He said, I'm not praying the way I used to pray.
我再也不像之前那样的来跟神祷告。
And he said, I'm finding that there's certain things that I'm doing that I'm not happy with.
我发觉我现在做一些事情，但是我其实并不快乐。
Such as lying and doing things of the world that I've never done before.
譬如讲说谎啊，譬如讲做一些世上人所做的，之前我没有做过的这些事。
We talked a little bit more, shared some scripture.
我们继续的谈论，并且我们一同来分享读圣经。
And then I said to him, is there something else that you're just holding back that you're not willing to surrender?
然后问他你是不是有些东西你抓在手里你不愿意在神面前服下来。
Tears came down his cheeks as he said, my relationship with my girlfriend and I has deteriorated very badly and become very sexual.
那么当这个时候他的眼泪就下来，他说他跟他的女朋友之前的关系，特别在性的方面，他觉得是现在已经到一种糟糕的地步，不太对头的地步。
After a few minutes of sharing from God's word and assuring him that he could come to God and find forgiveness.
这个时候当我们读了一些主的话，并且主的话中提醒我们，我们可以来到神的面前，获得神的赦免。
I asked him if he would right then and there like to bow down and confess to God his need for forgiveness and to trust God to do that exactly.
所以我就劝他来到神的面前，俯伏在神的面前，向神说，我需要主的赦免，并且主会做下一步的事。
I cannot describe to you the release and the amazing change that took place in his life as he surrendered this area to God.
当他在这一方面向神服下来，他悔改的时候，我没有办法告诉你这个时候他所得到的那个释放，是如何的神奇，奇妙。
He found God's forgiveness and God's understanding, and it freed him to once again being in love with God.
他发觉神实在是释放了他，并且恢复了他，让他跟神之间的那个爱的关系。
Whatever it is that separates you from God's love, you can find that same freedom by simply confessing and receiving His forgiveness.
当我们发现我们跟神之间这个关系出了问题的时候，我们能够发现我们哪里出问题的时候，我们可以来到你面前，我们向神承认我们的过犯，然后我们可以从神那边得到赦免，然后我们得释放。
Desiring to keep God's word reflects a heart that is maturing in God's love.
我们是不是愿意来遵循，来维护神的话在我们心中的地位？这反映出我们跟神的爱之间这个成熟度。
It is a heart and life that is controlled by only one master.
在我们的生命中，我们的心只能够被一个主人所抓住。
Its dearest loved one is the Lord Jesus Christ.
就是我们最亲爱的，我们的主耶稣基督。
Keeping true to the word of God.
我们对神的话要认真。
Let's look at another principle.
然后我们看第二条原则。
Being known by God and knowing God.
我们要让神知道我们，并且我们要认识神。
Paul makes it very clear in Galatians that it's impossible to know God by our own efforts.
在加拉太书里面，保罗非常清楚告诉我们，光凭我们自己的努力，我们是不可能去认识神的。
In fact, it is God who comes to us first.
是神先愿意来到我们中间。
He takes the initiative in salvation.
他借着救赎首先跟我们来联络了。
We come to know Him only because we are first known by Him.
我们要来认识他，首先第一步是我们被他认识。
Throughout Scripture, there are many words that give us an insight to how God knows us.
在圣经中有好多的经文告诉我们神是如何的认识我们。
He knows us deeply. He knows our thoughts, our desires, our wants.
他是知道我们心深处的意念，我们的所求所想所思。
And He wants to have a personal, intimate relationship with us.
神愿意与我们保持个人的非常亲密的关系。
Thus, this will be a relationship will lead us into maturity and growth.
这样的一种关系把我们带到成长，带到与主之间的关系的成熟。
My prayer for you is that your prayer today would be that you would know God more and more and better each day.
我想我今天愿意所祷告的就是希望我们弟兄姊妹们，我们每一天一天过一天，我们更多的、更好的来认识。
And knowing God comes back to the very first principle that we shared, being in the Word.
当然，要更好的认识神，还是要回到我们刚才所交通的原则，就是在他的话语上要多下功夫。The
Word of God leads us into all truth.
神的话把我们带进一切的真理。
And I believe that there's another principle that comes when we begin to experience His truth in our life.
当我们的生命、我们的生活中经历神的真理、神的真实的时候，又一条原则又来了。
The principle of loving one another.
这就是彼此相爱的原则。
John warns us in several verses that even though one may claim to know God,
约翰他不止一处的经文提醒我们，如果我们要说我们爱神，
If he does not love his brother or love the Christian community, he is a liar.
但我们若不爱我们的弟兄，要不爱我们的弟兄姊妹的话，我们那就是在说谎。
On the other hand, everyone who loves his brother will be known as disciples of Christ.
另一面当我们彼此相爱的时候，我们就被认出是主的门徒了。
I was talking with some friends today, and I said the other day, and I said one of the things that I love about the Christian community is the brothers and sisters getting together.
我想我跟别人也是这样的常常这样的说当我们基督徒我们在一起这样有一个特别好的地方就是我们彼此能够相爱。
This morning I said to my wife as I was preparing to come.I'm excited about being with the brothers and sisters this morning.
当我早上跟我的妻子也这样说，我当主日我非常让我兴奋的一件事，让我开心的一件事，是能够和众圣徒在一起，和弟兄姊妹们在一起。
Why? Because I love to hear you sing. I love to hear how you visit with each other. I love to see how you greet each other and welcome the new ones who come and share.
为什么呢？因为我喜悦看到弟兄姊妹们大家一同的来唱诗敬拜，我喜悦的看到弟兄姊妹们，我们一同的来彼此问候包括问候新人。
This is a means of which you are expressing your love for God by loving one another.
这是一种表达，这是一种途径来表达我们如何的爱神，其中是我们如何的爱弟兄姊妹。
The Bible says that when we get together, iron will sharpen iron.
圣经告诉我们，当我们弟兄姊妹在一起的时候，我们也是彼此相磨。
In other words, your encouragement will help your brother or your sister. My encouragement will help you, I trust, as well.
那也就是说，你的有些的话可以激励其他的弟兄姊妹，我的一些的话我也相信可能可以激励你们。
And this life is just a little bit of what heaven's going to be.
我想这样的生活也就是我们说的属天的天上的生活的那样一种样子。
Again, I remind you of what you've been studying in the book of Revelation.
并且我愿意来提醒大家，我们来学习来读启示录的时候。
When we are in His presence, we will worship Him, we will sing, we will read the Word, we will hear the testimony of the saints.
当我们来到主的这面前的时候，我们敬拜他，我们读他的话，我们也来聆听神的众儿女之间的彼此的分享。
What a great day that will be.
到那一天，哦，那真的是何等美好的一天。
And all of this is possible because God loved us first and gives us a chance to love Him as well.
我想所以这一天能够来到当中有一个很关键的点是神先爱了我们，并且也让我们能够学习来爱他。
Even though it's been a few years ago, I was reminded again of my trip to China.
我想起几年前到中国去的那一次的旅程。
When we visited one of the underground house churches.
当我们来访问、来探望其中的一家那个家庭聚会的时候。
People who walked miles and came from various locations.
那里的弟兄姊妹们是从各种地方来。
Literally 100 of them gathered in a room half the size of this room, or even less than that.
他们是百人了，上百人，他们聚集在非常小的，还不到这里的一半的这样的一个那个地方聚会。
What was the purpose?
为什么要这样聚会呢？
To love God and to know Him more and more.
就是为了这个的目的，来爱神，更深更多的认识他。
If we truly love the Lord, then our love for other Christians.
如果我们真的爱神的话，我们爱其他的圣徒。
Will be sincere.
就会是很真诚。
It will never fade away.
就不会衰残。
And it will never depend on circumstances.
并且不会被环境所影响。
We will love because He first loved us.
我们所以能爱是因为神先爱了我们。
I believe one other principle that we learn when we examine our lives in our love for God.
当我们来监察查验我们对神的爱的时候，我相信还有一个的原则。
Is gaining freedom from our fear.
从我们的惧怕中得释放，得自由。
The more we know and love the Lord, the more His perfect love is manifested.
我们越爱神，我们越认识他的时候，他的爱就越在我们身上显明。
And it frees us from all fear.
并且来使我们从一切的惧怕从释放出来。
Listen to these truths. A believer who loves the Lord is...
我们来看这样的经文，我们若真正爱神的话
，secure in his position，
我们就是有一个稳妥的地位。
You're secure in knowing that you belong to Jesus.
我们有这样稳妥的把握，我们是属于他的。
You are willing to entrust your life daily to the Lord.
我们可以将我们的每天的生活，我们都完全的信托依靠他。
And whatever may occur, you realize is part of God's perfect plan for your life.
并且神在我们的身上有一个极美妙的计划。
And you will live out Romans 8:28.
这样的话，我们就可以来活出罗马书八章二十八节的这样的一个要求情形。
All things work together for good for those who love the Lord.
万事都互相效益，叫爱神的人得益处。
And our in-love relationship frees us from.
我们的对神的爱从
fear, torment,
从整个的的惧怕从一些的折磨苦毒当中出来。
And gives us a life trusting totally in God's perfect love.
让我们可以在神的完美的大爱的里面，我们可以信靠。
There are many other principles, but let me just add one more this morning.
还有很多其他的原则，我想今天早上愿意我再加上一条。
Abiding in God's love.
住在神的爱里。
In John 15, Jesus deals with three relationships that involve the disciples.
在约翰福音十五章里面，主耶稣讲到了那三个方面，关于讲到门徒。
Their relationship with Him.
与他的关系。
Their relationship with each other.
彼此间的关系。
And their relationship with the Lord.
与主的关系。
The Lord explained.
主这样的说。
He was saying that apart from him, the disciples could do nothing.
主这样的对门徒说，离了我，你们不能做什么。
His life had to be flowing through their lives in order to bear fruit.
必须要住在主的生命的里面，才能够结果子。连在枝子上。
It's not a casual connection.
这不是一种一般随便的连接。
Must be firmly attached.
必须是一种坚固的连接。
Bonded, grafted tightly.
是一种牢不可破的这样的一种连接。
Abiding in the Lord.
住在主里面。
Is the most peaceful.
是一个非常平安的。
Content and secure position a believer can ever experience.
对一个信徒来说，这实在是一个非常的稳妥的、非常的平安的这样的一种的经历。
In conclusion,
做一个结论。
In examining your life for the Lord is a personal responsibility.
当我们来监察我们跟神之间的爱、跟神之间的这个责任关系的时候
，No one else can describe the depth of your love for God.
没有人能够来描述出我们跟神之间爱的这个深度。
An evaluation based on understanding that the Lord does not look at all the things that we do.
我们是建于这样的一个基础，神不再看我们所已经过去做过的事情。
We must sincerely examine our love for God without outside influence or bias.
我们当我们来监察我们跟神的爱的时候，我们不能够被外面的环境或者一些的偏见所影响。
Based on our findings, we can then establish a plan for change.
我们当我们有做这样的一个监察、这样一个反省之后，我们就可以有一个重新的来。建立跟他之间的这个关系。
In order to experience a deep love relationship with our heavenly Father,
来与我们的在天上的父来建立这样一种深层的爱的关系。
God help us to put these principles and others from His Word into practice in our life.
愿主把这些的原则、这些的话语能够成为我们的实际。
Amen.
Amen.